One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America the Most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America, he's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Welcome back, America, to Blake Winchester Loves America the Most, the only podcast where freedom gets body slammed into greatness every single day. Now, patriots, I've got a story for you that's hotter than a steel chair to the face. President Donald J. Trump, our golden lion, the man with the strongest handshake in the history of democracy, has just made a move so genius, so earth-shatteringly brilliant, that it's got the woke left foaming at the mouth. Trump has named Linda McMahon, co-founder of WWE, as Secretary of Education. That's right. A wrestling visionary is about to reform America's broken schools. And I, for one, couldn't be prouder. Now, I know what the liberal media is saying. Oh, wrestling has no place in education. Wrestling is just sweaty men crawling all over each other in skimpy clothing. And to that, I say, wrong. First of all, there's nothing gay about wrestling. Nothing. Professional wrestling is about as manly as it gets. It's a celebration of testosterone, grit, and good old-fashioned American showmanship. Sweaty men grappling each other in the ring. That's not gay. That's the patriotism. It's about competition, strength, winning. And if you don't understand that, you're probably sipping on soy milk while your man card collects dust in the junk drawer. Let me tell you something, folks. Wrestling teaches us everything we need to know about life. You step into the ring, and it's just you, your opponent, and the roar of the crowd. It's about never backing down, even when the odds are stacked against you. And isn't that what education should be? Life's not some cozy classroom with beanbag chairs and coloring books. Life is a steel cage match. And if you can't climb your way to the top, you get body slammed by reality. That's why Linda McMahon is perfect for this role. She understands what it takes to turn underdogs into champions. She spent her career teaching men to cut promos, throw punches, and execute flawless suplexes, all while standing tall in the face of adversity. That's the kind of leadership our schools need. Forget algebra. Teach the kids how to DDT mediocrity straight into the mat. And let me tell you something else. This isn't just about wrestling. Oh, no. This is about bringing real American values back to our education system. Think about it. For too long, our schools have been dominated by the woke agenda. Participation trophies, safe spaces, therapy goats. Where's the grit? Where's the competition? Where's the moment when the underdog rises from the ashes and delivers a stone-cold stunner to the tyranny of low expectations? Now, I know this appointment didn't come out of nowhere. No, sir. I had a little something to do with it. You see, a few years ago, I attended a WWE event. It was a fundraiser. Front row, of course. And during intermission, I gave a speech. That's right, folks. The microphone was open, and I seized the moment. I got up and said, wrestling isn't just entertainment. It's a way of life. It's discipline. It's determination. And it's exactly what this country needs to fix our schools. Well, wouldn't you know it? Linda McMahon herself was in the audience that night. She came up to me after the show and said, Blake, you're absolutely right. Wrestling is the answer. Now, I'm not saying I single-handedly planted the seed that led to this appointment, but I'm also not saying it. And let's not ignore the real reason the left is losing their minds over this. They're scared. They're terrified of what wrestling represents. Its strength. Its masculinity. It's a world where the good guy can still win as long as he's willing to fight for it. And let's face it, the left hates anything that's unapologetically masculine. They'd rather teach your kids to knit emotional support scarves than show them how to hit a proper German suplex. But here's the thing, folks. Wrestling isn't just about physicality. It's about strategy. It's about thinking three moves ahead, just like Trump himself. That's why this appointment is so perfect. Trump doesn't make mistakes, and neither does Linda McMahon. Together, they're going to tag team the broken education system and deliver a flying elbow drop straight to the heart of woke culture. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine a school where recess is replaced with Royal Rumbles, where history lessons include Hulk Hogan's immortal speech about real American heroes, where gym class is taught by The Undertaker himself, and every student learns the art of the comeback. That's the future Linda McMahon is bringing to our kids, and I, for one, am ready to see it happen. So here's what I say to all the soy-drinking, scarf-knitting, tofu-eating liberals out there. You can mock wrestling all you want, but while you're busy knitting your next safe space, we'll be teaching our kids how to fight for freedom in the squared circle of life. Trump sees the big picture. Linda McMahon sees the big picture. And together, they're going to make education great again. Patriots, I wasn't going to bring this up. I really wasn't. But I feel it's my duty to share the truth about how deeply I've been involved in the world of wrestling. And frankly, in shaping the destiny of this great nation. Because believe it or not, I once stepped into the squared circle myself. And not just with anyone. Oh no. I tag-teamed with Donald J. Trump and Linda McMahon herself. That's right, folks. Together, we formed what I can only describe as the ultimate trio of freedom fighters. It all started a few years back at a charity event to support veterans. Linda had organized the event. Classic Linda, always thinking about how to give back. And Trump, being the generous patriot he is, agreed to participate. Of course, when word got out that Trump was going to wrestle, ticket sales went through the roof. Everyone wanted to see the Golden Lion in action. Now, here's where it gets interesting. On the night of the event, the opposing team shows up, and wouldn't you know it, it's a bunch of woke activists who had somehow wormed their way onto the card. They called themselves the Cancel Culture Crushers. Can you believe that? A group of self-righteous millennials wearing skinny jeans and ironic t-shirts, prancing around like they owned the place. Their leader, some guy named Trevor, actually got on the mic and said, tonight, we're going to cancel the outdated idea of masculinity. Well, you can imagine how that went over with the crowd. Booing erupted like thunder. And that's when Linda turned to me, panic in her eyes, and said, "Blake, we need someone with your unique energy in the ring. Will you join us?" Now, I'm not the type to back down from a challenge, especially not one involving Trump and the sanctity of masculinity. So I grabbed a pair of wrestling boots, slapped on an American flag bandana, and climbed into the ring with Trump and Linda. The match began with Trump taking on Trevor. Let me tell you, folks, it was a sight to behold. Trump threw a textbook clothesline that sent Trevor flying. But of course, the woke mob doesn't fight fair. They swarmed the ring, distracting the referee, and tried to double-team Trump. That's when Linda tagged herself in. She climbed the top rope and delivered a perfect flying elbow drop right onto one of their scrawny hipster heads. But then, the Crushers pulled a dirty move. They brought out folding chairs, trying to turn the tide in their favor. Trump shouted, "Blake, it's time!" And I'll never forget what happened next. He reached out his hand, and I tagged in. I charged into the ring like a bald eagle descending on its prey. The crowd went wild as I took out two Crushers with a double suplex. Then I turned to Trevor, who was cowering in the corner, and said, "You're about to get Winchestered." I lifted him over my head in a military press, spun him around for good measure, and slammed him down so hard the ring shook like the Liberty Bell. The referee counted 1, 2, 3. The bell rang, the crowd erupted, and the announcer shouted, "The winners, Blake Winchester, Linda McMahon, and President Donald J. Trump." Fireworks exploded, confetti rained down, and the national anthem started playing. After the match, Trump shook my hand and said, "Blake, you're a true patriot. America needs more men like you." Linda nodded and added, "You're an inspiration, Blake. This night wouldn't have been possible without you." Now, I know the liberal media would love to erase this moment from history, but they can't, because it happened. I was there. And that night, we didn't just win a wrestling match, we won a battle for the soul of America. So, to all the critics out there questioning Linda McMahon's appointment as Secretary of Education, let me ask you this. Have you ever tag-teamed with Trump to defend freedom in the ring? No? Then maybe you should sit down and listen to the people who actually know what it takes to lead. Patriots, it's time we talk about something serious. Something dark, twisted, and entirely fabricated by the woke mob. They've come for me, folks. The left has sunk to new lows, spreading salacious, despicable lies about me and a certain legendary male wrestling superstar. You've probably seen the headlines, "Blake Winchester's Secret Love Affair with Wrestling Icon." Let me say this loud and clear. It's all lies. Every last word. Yes, I've been accused of having a romantic obsession with this man. Yes, the media is claiming that I, Blake Winchester, the voice of masculinity in America, pursued an intimate relationship with him. And yes, they're dragging my name through the mud over some alleged incident involving scented candles, a hotel suite, and me holding a monogram bathrobe with his initials on it. It's outrageous. First of all, let me state for the record, the bathrobe was a gift, a fan gift, a sign of respect for a man I admired professionally. Did I hand deliver it to his hotel room? Maybe. Did I linger in the hallway, hoping for a handshake? Possibly. But does that make me some kind of obsessive stalker, as the liberal media is calling me? Absolutely not. Second, they're bringing up this ridiculous story about me sneaking backstage after one of his matches, claiming I was found hiding in a supply closet, clutching his used wrestling trunks. Folks, this is pure slander. I wasn't hiding. I was waiting for an appropriate moment to speak with him about a charity initiative I was organizing. And as for the trunks, they were auctioned for a veterans fundraiser. I was inspecting them to ensure they were authentic. That's it. End of story. But no, the mob doesn't stop there. They're twisting an innocent moment. Me asking for a selfie during a fan meet and greet, and turning it into something vile. They're saying I whispered something inappropriate in his ear. Folks, what I said was, you're an inspiration to American men everywhere. That's it. But apparently, if you say it with enough admiration, the media will claim you were professing your undying love. Then there's the infamous hot tub incident. Patriots, I'm almost embarrassed to address this one. They're claiming that during a charity wrestling event, I invited him to a private hot tub suite I rented for the evening. Let me be clear. The hot tub was for networking purposes only. Networking. I was brainstorming ideas to bring wrestling-themed fitness programs to schools across America. If he misinterpreted the invitation, that's on him, not me. And now, because of these that completely fabricated an incident, this man, a wrestler I once admired, has filed a restraining order against me. He's claiming I sent him dozens of handwritten letters, all signed with the phrase, "Forever in the Ring of Life." Patriots. These letters were nothing more than fan mail, letters of encouragement to help him stay motivated during a tough season. But the media has painted me as some kind of crazed, lovesick groupie. As if that wasn't bad enough, they're also dragging my personal life into this. My wife, well, ex-wife and now, decided she couldn't handle the public embarrassment of these false accusations. She left me saying, "Blake, it's hard to stand by you when the world thinks you're obsessed with a man in spandex." Folks, that's not just betrayal. It's proof of how far the woke mob will go to tear apart a family. They've weaponized lies to destroy everything I hold dear. But let me tell you about the so-called evidence the media is parading around. First, they've dredged up security footage from a hotel lobby showing me waiting outside his room for 3 hours. What they don't tell you is why I was there. I wasn't lurking. I was delivering a package of steak rub and a copy of the Constitution as a patriotic gift. But they frame it like I was there to propose marriage or something equally ridiculous. Then they're bringing up an incident where I allegedly tried to climb into the ring during one of his matches. Folks, let me set the record straight. I wasn't trying to get in the ring. I tripped. That's right. I tripped over a poorly placed chair while enthusiastically waving an American flag. But now they're saying I was trying to insert myself into his life in the middle of a live broadcast. Absolute nonsense. And now they're twisting my words. Yes, I've praised his physique. Yes, I've called him a towering symbol of American greatness. But they're trying to make that sound weird. It's not weird to recognize excellence when you see it. The man has the kind of build that could bench press freedom itself. And I'm not ashamed to say it. But the most outrageous claim? They're saying I organized a fake charity auction where the prize was a private dinner with this wrestler. And they're accusing me of trying to win my own auction just to get close to him. Folks, this is an outright lie. The auction was real, and the proceeds went to veterans, real American heroes. Yes, I placed a bid, but only because I believed in the cause. The fact that I outbid everyone else is irrelevant. What really burns me is how they're framing my fandom as something sinister. They say I've spent thousands of dollars on front row tickets to his matches. They say I've attended over 50 of his events across the country. And you know what? That's true. But I wasn't following him like some lovesick puppy. I was studying greatness. I was learning from a master of his craft. I was soaking up the energy of the ring so I could channel it into my mission of saving America. But no, the woke mob can't comprehend admiration without perversion, so they spin their lies. And let me tell you something else. The restraining order, it's not about him feeling unsafe. It's about silencing me. They don't want me speaking out about how wrestling embodies everything liberals fear. Strength, competition, and unapologetic masculinity. They know I see through their agenda to feminize the sport. So they're using this wrestler as a pawn in their game to discredit me. But I'm not backing down. This is bigger than me. This is about defending the integrity of wrestling and the values it represents. They can call me obsessed. They can call me delusional. They can even call me creepy. But I'll tell you what I really am. A patriot who refuses to let lies keep him down. I may have lost my wife, but I haven't lost my purpose. And as long as I have breath in my lungs and a microphone in front of me, I'll keep fighting. Patriots, the attacks on my character have reached a boiling point. The media, the woke mob, and even my own ex-wife are spreading lies, trying to paint me as some kind of deranged superfan with unnatural feelings toward a certain wrestling superstar. Well, enough is enough. It's time to fight back. That's why I'm writing a book, My Truth in Black and White. It's called Wrestling with Lies, and it's going to expose this entire conspiracy for what it is, an orchestrated attack on masculinity, freedom, and me, Blake Winchester. Now, let me be clear. I admired this wrestler. I still do, in a way. He represented everything great about America: strength, resilience, and a body so perfectly sculpted it could have been chiseled by the founding fathers themselves. That's not weird. That's called appreciating greatness. The media can twist it however they want, but there's nothing wrong with recognizing a man at the peak of his physical form. Take, for example, the time I saw him deliver a perfectly executed pile driver at WrestleMania. I remember thinking, this is what the American spirit looks like: raw power, undeniable confidence, and thighs strong enough to crush tyranny itself. I was so inspired that night, I dreamed about it later. In my dream, we were tag teaming against two faceless villains who represented the woke mob. He looked at me, those piercing blue eyes full of determination, and said, "Blake, together we can save America." We won the match, of course, and celebrated by grilling steaks under an enormous American flag. The media tries to make those dreams sound inappropriate. They say things like, "Blake, don't you see how this looks? I don't care how it looks. My admiration for this man is pure. Sure, I've dreamed about other scenarios, like us sitting in a log cabin, drinking whiskey by the fire, planning how to restore wrestling to its former glory, but that's just camaraderie. It's about brotherhood, not whatever filth they're suggesting. And yes, I've thought about what it would be like to train with him. Picture it, me and him, alone in a gym, pushing each other to new limits, sweat pouring down our faces as we high-five after every set. That's not weird. That's called motivation. But the media takes these innocent fantasies and twists them into something grotesque. That's why my book, Wrestling with Lies, is so important. It's not just a defense of myself. It's a defense of every man who's been shamed for admiring another man's greatness. I'm going to expose the woke agenda that's trying to feminize admiration and turn brotherhood into something sinister. And yes, I'll include the chapter about the time I tried to deliver a personalized championship belt to his house. They've turned that story into a smear campaign, claiming it was creepy or obsessive. In reality, I just wanted him to have a token of my respect, something to symbolize the bond between true American warriors. But let's talk about the real villains here, the woke elites who orchestrated this entire scandal. They couldn't handle that I was challenging their narrative, so they weaponized my admiration against me. They took my fan mail, letters where I praised his dedication to the sport, and framed them as romantic overtures. They dug up my attendance records at over 50 of his matches and called it stalking. And they found my sketches. Yes, I've sketched him a few times. He has the jawline of a Greek god, and turned them into so-called evidence of something unholy. And let's address the elephant in the room: my ex-wife. She didn't leave me because of these lies. She left because she didn't understand my mission. She couldn't see that my admiration for this wrestler was part of something bigger, a movement to save America. I'll admit, She once caught me watching one of his matches in slow motion, analyzing every move, every flex. She said, "Blake, this isn't normal." But that just shows how brainwashed she was by the liberal agenda. Patriots, I'm not ashamed of my admiration. I'm not ashamed of the dreams, the sketches, or the countless hours I've spent defending this man's legacy. Because at the end of the day, this isn't about him. It's about what he represents. And it's about me, standing in the ring of life, refusing to be pinned by the lies of the woke mob. So when Wrestling with Lies hits the shelves, I want every one of you to read it. Read it and see how they've taken something pure and twisted it into something grotesque. Read it and learn how to fight back against the feminization of admiration. And read it to understand that brotherhood, respect, and yes, the occasional dream about tag teaming against the forces of evil are what make America great. God bless wrestling. God bless freedom. And God bless every man brave enough to admire greatness without apology.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at KOSI.org.